The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here. December 5th, 20 more shopping days until Christmas. Yes, I do count Christmas Day as a shopping day for some of us who maybe have gotten a little bit behind. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, what's it look like for the weather?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect scattered showers. This will continue through Sunday. Today, a high of 57 with a low of 46. For tomorrow, high of 56 and a low of 52. 57 for Saturday and 57 for Sunday with lows dropping in the 40s for Saturday night, the 30s for Sunday night. And here's the thing. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and mostly clear. Monday, sunny and a high of 61. In downtown Reading, it is raining slightly and misty. Red Bluff is 55, 54 in Anderson, 47 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 50 degrees in downtown Reading. So far, so good. No incidents on the roadways. Just remember, if you're heading up in the higher elevations, bring along your chains, and roads are open all the way to the Oregon border. Now, Carl, back to you.
Yeah, the weather reports and it looks like the road reports now are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a great place and a locally owned company down in Anderson, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and does a lot of great things for our community. Good morning, everybody. It is a rainy day. Of course, you know, I brought my raincoat yesterday and just left it hung on the wall as I walked out last night and wandered through the rain this morning as I came in. Hope everybody's starting off their day well. We're going to start it off really well. I've got Jason and Malia here from the Shasta Public. Well, it's the Shasta Public Libraries, but it's the Shasta County Public Libraries.
Hey, Carl. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So it's actually called the Shasta Public Libraries. That's kind of our branding that we use. So,
and, of course, we're talking about all of our libraries right here in town, and there's a big event coming up.
There sure is. Good morning, everyone.
Get a little bit closer.
Sorry about that.
Okay. No, it's not you. We're just, you know, because Sue is a virtuoso on the sound in there, but you know, but if I can keep everybody just a little bit closer, it makes her less crazy toward the end of the day.
Gotcha.
Okay, what's happening here?
All right, so we do have an event coming up. We have our Winter Wonderland event, and it's actually at all three branches. The first event will be in Anderson this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, and then we'll have one in Burney on Thursday the 12th. Uh-huh. And then the Reading location will have theirs on the 14th. So that's this next Saturday.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Now, how many people come to the Shasta libraries?
Oh, man. A lot.
I mean, because the Shasta Public, it is a lot. It's a lot more than people think. I think it's like a million.
It is.
It's like a million visits a year.
We do actually, get about a million visits a year through our main Reading branch, actually.
Yeah. I mean, people have no idea how big, how many people come in there. All the things that the Shasta Public Libraries provide.
Yeah.
And like things like audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have lots of things. And Malia is our youth services provider, and she is very familiar with all. We have actually a lot of children's programs available at the library. Malia, do you want to talk about a few of those programs that we have and things that we do for children?
Sure. So along with the Winter Wonderland, which is mostly a craft kind of event, but there are snacks and prizes. And this year is a Grinch theme, so we're actually going to have the Grinch at the program.
Ooh.
So we're pretty excited about that. He's taking over.
What, is this the Grinch coming down, like, taking the presents away from children?
Yes. No, not at all.
Oh, why would he ask that? Okay, now, the public libraries that we have should be a centerpiece of a town or an area, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you reach out to so many people. People that can't make it to the library can still get books. It doesn't cost anything to get a library card.
Correct.
I've had a library card for years, sir. Yeah. And I think you can even order online And of course, this, you know, let's just say that Jason used to work here at our station, did just a wonderful job. But Jason, so how do people use the internet in the library?
So we have a few different ways. First of all, we offer free Wi-Fi to the public. So if they already have, you know, a computer, tablet, or phone, they're more than welcome to come in and use the internet that we have there for free. We also have public computers that the community is able to come in and access. They can either have a library card. If not, we can still give them time on the computer. And, yeah, all they have to do is just come show up, and they're more than welcome to give them access to it.
But if, say, I'm in my office and I'm looking for a book. Mm-hmm. A specific book that comes up, because you all get all the books, obviously, the new releases and everything.
We do our best, yeah.
Okay, can I put like a reserve on the book via the internet?
You can. You can do that through the Shasta Library's website, or you can also email our Ask Us email address, and we can do it via email. You can call. You can be there in person. There's a lot of different ways to do it.
Can I ask for a specific book to say, hey, I would like to have the newest Stephen Hunter book? I mean, it's been released. I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah.
Are you all going to get this? Was that something that a person can – because a lot of books out there nowadays, you know, they're $25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't fit into everybody's budget. And this is the greatest thing about the library. You all provide reading material, all the latest magazines and those kind of things, newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's actually a couple different ways. First of all, we do have a new releases section, which is generally off of the New York Times bestseller list. And generally, we try to get those books actually in stock that are brand new and off the shelf, hot off the presses. And then we also have another program called ZipBooks. Becky, who works at the library, heads up that program. But what ZipBooks is, if there is a book that we don't have in stock and you would like to read it, what we can do is we can order it through our ZipBooks program, where you order that book through Amazon, through the Reading Library branches, the Shasta County Library, Shasta Library branches. See, you got me doing it now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I know there's different branches. So I just like, oh, there's everybody there. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
But, and it actually is able to be delivered directly to your house. And once you're done reading it, you just return it back to the library.
Oh, that's cool. Now, can you read it like they have Kindle books? Those types of things?
We do.
I think that's one of the ones I was looking for, is to be able to download it into my iPad to be able to read the book. But there was I was like third in line, because you can only release so many of those. Is that true?
That is true. So think of the ebook as basically just an electronic version of the book.
Yeah.
So there are only so many copies that the library owns.
Oh, okay.
But we do have there's an app called Libby. And you can download ebooks and audiobooks directly to the app, and you can read them on a tablet. You can read them. I have it on my phone. I use it all the time.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, it's completely free.
That's the thing. This is what I want people to understand. There are so many different ways that we can use the library, and I mean, to read books that, you know, you don't have to go there specifically to pick up a book. You can look it up on the internet. You can download it to your own iPad instead of having to use a Kindle. And I think that right there is just outstanding. Plus the different events you have for the kids. You have events for the kids all through the year.
We do. So our next big event after Winter Wonderland will be Silly Seuss Day. Then we'll have
Seuss, like Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, yes.
I'm going to have to show you. Are you still a friend of mine on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the photos the other day when we were at KIXE? We did a Dr. Seuss night. Linda was dressed up as the in a pink outfit, and I had the Dr. Seuss hat on and all that for raising money for KIXE. So we have to run here, but this is just some of the things that fall in the library. So it starts this Saturday.
Yes.
It starts at?
10 o'clock.
In Anderson.
Yes.
At that library branch there, and it's going to have the Grinch, or is that later?
That will be at the Reading location.
That will be at the Reading location. But this is a way to come in and help and have a Winter Wonderland.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is this a fundraiser at the same time?
Not for this, no, but the event is completely free.
Completely free.
It's completely free for families.
So you take your kids in there and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, as I look at surprise on my face, you know, as I wander out. If I'm gone, Sue will tell you this, if I'm gone for more than 2 days, they have to retrain me. you know, if they have enough banana chips, I can learn again. So thank you so much for being there. And send me a blurb on this. We can talk a little bit more about it.
Right.
I think you already have, but send me another one. And we can talk about it this week and remind people to go there. It was really good seeing you again.
Yeah, good to see you too again.
Now, this is a guy, I tell you what, he worked for us for a short period of time and filled in perfectly, got in a bunch of neat stuff because of the IT, and then went to a really good place there in the Shasta Libraries. So
yeah.
That's cool. And so we're going to have to have an hour about the Shasta Shasta Libraries. So we'll come back again and talk about all the great things it does, because 15 minutes isn't enough.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Happy to.
Yeah, definitely.
Bet.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, and Trish, Trish is usually here on Thursdays. I think Trish is in her RV in Texas, but I'm not sure. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hey, everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now, you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com. I love someday they'll all turn out.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567, Carl Bott. Linda's on assignment today, and Trish is someplace else. She's a traveling lady. Hey, today on the show, besides our library there, we are also going to have a gent coming on at 7:30, hopefully, by the name of Robert Spencer, who's written a book called The Palestinian Delusion, The Catastrophic History of the Middle East Process. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. He's an Islamic scholar, and has written a number of different books. He'll be on at 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We're going to have Silas Lyons on from the Record Searchlight, talking about the this newest addition to the Record Searchlight, a reporter coming in that's going to be talking about education and childhood problems. That's going to be their beat. Hey, the Julie Winters interview. Of course, she's a former mayor here in Reading. It's, you know, every year they trade out. There's two things that happen. They're two separate things that happen, but you know, sometimes it's people think it's the same thing. The city council wrote a letter, signed it, sent it unanimously to the state, saying, "Hey, we need help here. We need help. We don't have the facilities, we don't have the money, and we need some help from the state. Turns loose some of the money they have for this, so we can help people that are homeless in a variety of different ways." Shelter, medical, all these. And then a few days later, Julie did an interview with JPR, Jefferson Public Radio. And when she did, somehow, this, when she was talking about this, the letter that she wrote, or the letter that was written by the city council, somehow became embroiled in this little bit of a controversy. She says that she wants to, the concept that she had to say was, she elaborated on her vision of it, saying that there could also be a low security facility that's not a facility you could just leave because you wanted to. That sounds like a jail to me. I mean, if it's a facility that you can't leave, low-level security that you can't leave. And I'm going to quote what she said, and this is from the Record Searchlight. "You need to get clean. You need to get sober. You need to demonstrate self-sufficiency. And once you get there, you're free to go. If you don't want to get help, there are repercussions." Now, I think what I'm hearing here is kind of a mixture of like three different things. One, the new jail, this Measure A, which I am totally for. And if you listen to what it's about, you too will understand that if we have a place, we can incarcerate people. So say a lot of these people right now are stealing things because they're on drugs. A vast majority, whether you want to admit it or not, out on the streets are there because of either self-medication, drug use, opiates, and they steal to feed their habit. And they keep coming and stealing because there's no place to put them. With the new jail, we can have 400 beds there. So you take these people, these 300 people that are constantly being arrested, constantly being seen out there, and you incarcerate them. Now, during the incarceration, they will then get the medical-assisted treatments, the mat. They will be given the opportunity to come to be cleaned. That for one thing, it'll keep them clean and sober, hopefully, while you're in the jail facility. You don't get opiates. And help them start making that transition. That's the one thing that I find, you know, that appeals to me, is that we can take people that there's no reason for them to show up now, you know, and just volunteer to have this. It's too hard. But you put them in a jail for crimes they've committed, not possible crimes, but for crimes they've committed, then you start getting them the help and you start, you know, they start working through the system. Then you have what, I'm not sure what Julie is talking about, if there's another facility she expects to put out there. And with that facility, they come into, and then if they can't handle the money, it's kind of like a ex parte conservatorship. The judge grants a ex parte conservatorship to, I imagine, what, the city? So I'm not clear about this. It's not clear in what she said, and we need to have Julie on to explain this. But this whole brouhaha started after she did this interview. Well, when they went back and they interviewed all the rest of the city council, they had no idea that's what she was talking about.
Oh, okay.
See, this is where the breakdown is. The other city council, the new mayor pro tem, Michael DeQuisto, said he didn't know the context of what she said, but if they were accurately portrayed, and I think they are, I don't think I was voting for that. That's not who they were voting for. This is a pretty straightforward letter with bullet points that said we need this, provide housing, to provide more help for these people out there. That was what the letter was about. Neither did Kristen Schrader. She said that's not what this is about. This is something totally separate. But it's caused a big backlash. It's hit the national news.
Well, I was confused then, because when I read the story this morning, I was confused, and I admit it, and I tried to make that correction. But I think a lot of people are tossing around, you know, is she talking about, like, taking a huge group of the people, putting them in like a camp type setting until they get them in programs, you know. Well, and this is what people are saying. You know, if you get online, they're saying, well, wait a minute, there's going to be lawsuits. Is it going to be like a concentration camp for homeless? And I think we don't want to mislead the public.
Right.
And
there are the big thing, though, there's two separate. The letter that was sent wasn't what Julie Winters is talking about. She's talking about a homeless shelter that can be built. But once it's kind of like the Hotel California. Once you check in, you don't check out until you've reached a certain point. And I'm not sure you can do that.
I don't know if that, yes. I don't know if that's, you know,
I mean, how do you
legal.
Take, you can't, I don't think, unless they've been found guilty of a crime and then put in there.
Right.
See, and then that's what the jail is, what I understand. That's one of the big things besides putting people on this, taking them off the street and getting them incarcerated for crimes, not for the crime of homelessness, but for a crime of theft, burglary, assault, these things that they can't keep them in jail now because we don't have enough room.
Mm-hmm.
Then once they're in that program, once they're incarcerated, then we can start working, getting them off the drugs and all this, because you have to get them off the drugs. And then just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're on drugs either. So it's not. But I would say the vast majority of them, if you look at every study that's been made, have addiction problems, whether it's alcohol, opiates, whatever they have.
Right,
so,
and I really believe.
But this is a big. This is kind of a big story here because it hit the national news, and I'm not sure that this would even work. But I know the rest of the city council wasn't too happy with it.
Right, but I do believe that she is trying her best. She wants improvements in the Reading area, and I think she's a very positive influence. She's done a lot of good for our community, and I think a lot of things get twisted too. And I think once this gets all cleared up and. I think we should really just kind of keep an eye on this because, like you say, it made national news. And, you know, we just want to, when people look at our community, we're looking to improve our community. And I do believe that she wants that as well.
Yeah, but it comes across as we want to lock up the homeless.
I know, it does. And I think that's the issue with it. And I think because, you know, it has made national news, not just locally. You know, I'm really interested in how this is going to unfold because if, you know, like I made my correction this morning, if I said something that it maybe because I didn't fully understand until you said it, you know, again, that's what's coming out.
I was listening to you and I said, what's happened here? And I think what a lot of people have done is they've combined these.
Yes.
So anyway, okay. Now let's move on from that because we're going to talk about somebody else that has stopped smoking marijuana. Totally off it. Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson has declared that he has quit smoking weed. He hasn't stopped using cannabis products, of course, but he has stopped smoking. And he's 87 years old. He tours all the time. In fact, he is going to be here in January in Reading, and I've got my tickets already because, you know, hey, he's 87. I want to see Willie Nelson. But he says, it's my lungs. I've been smoking since I was a kid when I took cedar bark and started smoking it until I could switch over to cigarettes. And then, so he's been smoking a long time. So he says, my lungs need, you know, it's not as easy to breathe anymore. Well, if you've been smoking as much as you seem to have been smoking in your life, Willie, yeah, I don't think your lungs are in great shape. So now he's going to go into something else. So that's, you know, that's good news. Good news for Willie's fans. And like I said, he's going to be here in January. Now, we're going to take a break. We come back with Robert Spencer. And Robert Spencer wrote that book from the Palestinian Delusion. And he's an Islamic scholar. He has written, he's been on Jihadist Watch and all of these. So we're going to see what his plan is. He says this is never going to work. But there are ways that they can, the Israelis and the Palestinians can live together. And he's going to talk about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Grandpa's As Seen on TV Store. If you haven't been in there, my friends, you need to go in there. He's got another section of it that just, you know, that displays all of those great cooking, you know, buy one, get one free. It's, you know, the air cookers, all these different things. He's got a different part of the store. He's opened up another storefront there to show this, but it's everything that you could possibly want. Now, it's Christmas, and you're looking for gifts for people. You know, if you remember the Ginsu steak knives and all that, that kind of started the rage as seen on TV. Well, he's got all of those things at the store. He's located at 1818 Churn Creek Road, right there in the Kubler Shopping Center. You can give him a call at 221-3100. Everything is discounted. See it, touch it, feel it. Take it home today. Grandpa's At Seen on TV Store. We'll be right back.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Lines here, 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has got a huge sale going on right now to have for people that are both veterans and military first responders, and those 55 and over. No receiver or plan restrictions, free movie rental fees, free movie rentals under the plan, free upgrade to Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on dish on anywhere while deployed or in if you're on a vacation or just in your home. All of this is at B&T Satellite, your local dish satellite service. Give them a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH, a veteran-owned business. That's don't call the 800 number. Again, use our local people here if you want service for that. And like I said, a great deal is going on right now at B&T Satellite. Well, as usual, when you try to reach somebody on the other side of the United States, they have a problem, it seems like. So we've sent out a couple of messages. So we'll just move forward, and we'll keep trying that number until we can maybe find something. Maybe they'll answer. It won't be busy like that. New dating terms. Now, I haven't dated for a while, but it seems like there's new dating terms going on, and you've probably heard some of them. But the newest one is called Caspering. You know, ghosting is what happens. You go out with somebody, then you never hear from them again. It's like you've been dumped off the edge of the world. Caspering, however, it implies a friendly form of ghosting by giving your match some warning before doing the disappearing act. Fleabagging.
What?
Okay, fleabagging. This is a dating term. Is for anyone suffering the same fate, referring to those who constantly pick the wrong person. So you're fleabagging out there. Glamboozling. Most of us, you know, when you go on your date, you make sure that you kind of, you know, you're dressed, you're clean, you've taken a shower, brushed your teeth, maybe even gotten a new outfit, all of these things. But if you've been stood up, having pulled out all the stops already, well, you've just been glamboozled.
I've never heard of these before.
Flash panning. The first few months of dating, you know, that's kind of like called the honeymoon period. Everything is great. There's nothing wrong there at all. However, when you eventually run into a disagreement, no matter how small, and while most will muddle through, a flash panner will jump ship as soon as things get rough. I'd rather go see this movie than you. Oh, you then get ghosted. All right, yellow carding. You know, like soccer. You know, when they do in soccer, they hold up the yellow card. That's the warning. Well, in dating, it's not quite dumping territory, but you're letting them know if the behavior continues, a red card may come to play and the match will be over. Yellow carding. This is your yellow card here. Let me wave. You know, a lot of times when we counsel people, we call it waving the red flag. You've got to wave the red flag in front of them so they know what you're talking about. This is a counseling. This is not something we're just chit-chatting about. So I think, you know what, frankly, I think yellow carding is great. if you're dating somebody, you know, something happens, you go, you know, this kind of, you know, whatever the behavior was or whatever it is, you know, this is really bothersome to me. And if it continues, I'm not going to continue this relationship. I think that's a good idea, frankly. Exoskeleton ing. If you're approached by a partner's ex over social media, then you've been a victim of an exoskeleton. That term refers to your partner's skeletons coming out of the closet. I just want to tell you about this person. I just want to tell you what he did. That's scary. Cosplaying. Once a partner becomes an ex, they disappear for good. However, a cosplayer refers to one who messages you out of the blue. But rather than confessing pent-up feelings, it's usually because they're looking for a favor. Yeah, okay. So those terms. If you know what, Linda and I talk about, you know, with all the, you know, everything you're reading about online and dating and all this stuff, we're so glad we're not dating right now. I mean, it's, you know, I've gone through, I've used, you know, Match.com and that other one where you have to answer 100-something questions.
You did that?
Oh, yeah.
How long did it, I always wonder, how long would it take for you to fill out one of those forms? Like,
It's you know, you don't see those. You don't see the, you used to see commercials all the time. We're going to, you know, line you up. You have to, you know, this is going to, you know, if you love going to the opera, you know, we're going to find people that love go to the opera and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Match.com, you know, it's just, you know, pictures up there and all this. And as many people have complained is the pictures on the site aren't exactly what the person looks like. And I've you know, you run into, you know, I would do things like I would have lunch dates, you know, after talking to them and this, I'd have a lunch date. We could sit down and actually talk, you know, without any pressure. Then you could leave and, you know, no harm, no foul. Then you could kind of see if there's any of those yellow cards when they're talking or when I'm talking.
Lunch is easy because at dinner it's hard to dive out of.
No, you can't dive out of dinner. You're stuck.
So coffee popular.
Coffee,
you know,
good.
It's a day you can, you know, bring a friend and have them sit next to you, and then if it's going badly, you kind of give them, you know, I think a friend of mine said you give them a high five and they'll text you, hey, got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to be there between 12 and 1. Why don't you give me a call about 12:30? And then if it's up, well, got to go back to business, you know. I've never used that. But
yeah, but we both know it. I hear my friends talking about it. I have a friend of mine.
I think everybody, you know, like Bob and Brenda Belongi, very, 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 very happy, met online.
And really?
Yeah,
that's very popular.
Yeah, and so they, you know, so they, you know, they started talking first, and then they started dating. I think that's... it's a way of meeting other people, but you've also got to be prepared that's not the person. The person they're putting out on that dating site is not the person that you meet. Sometimes.
And sometimes it's catfishing, you know.
Okay, what's catfishing?
Catfishing is when someone presents as someone else, like say you're a man who or a woman who has been talking to a woman pretending to be a man. So,
yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or you know what I mean?
Now, that would be a little bit of a surprise. That would be a surprise.
Guy pretending to be a girl. Uh-huh. You know, those things happen. And so, I talked to a friend of mine who was catfished. And I said, you know, what happened? Talked for a while and, you know, got to know him really well and found out it, you know, wasn't what I thought. And I said, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Well, you know, it's like people say, well, you don't want to go to bars to meet people. And I said, well, you know, if you go to church and you meet people there, at least you know that. The only problem with that is if you go into the same church and it's a church you really like and the person turns out to be somebody you don't really want to be with at all and you know
you're
things
stuck.
About them.
You've got to quit the church.
Either you either go to a new church or
yeah.
You go to church, you sit on the opposite side or you go to a different service or something.
Right.
Hey, we got to take
church is a great place to meet people.
At least it gives you, I think, a somewhat of a better chance. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. You don't have to worry about, you know, the bait and switch with Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, highly professional. They want you to be a success. They want you to see how they can help you move your dreams forward. And that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations right here in town, 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and the other one, the old Raley's Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. If you're in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill, and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. And on the line, we have Robert Spencer, Islamic scholar and historian who's written a book called The Palestinian Delusion, The Catastrophic History of the Middle East Peace Process. Good morning and welcome aboard there, Mr. Spencer.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
You bet. I really like that the line you have here, 70 years of negotiations, why no peace? Why is that?
That's the one Yeah, you know, that's the one thing nobody ever asks, and yet it's as plain as day that the approach we've been taking since the 1940s doesn't work. And yet nobody seems to get the message, and everybody keeps trying it again. Every new president comes in with a great plan that's going to fix all this up and bring peace to the Middle East, and it never happens. And so this book explains why that is and shows that there will never be a negotiated settlement in the Middle East because the Palestinians, quite simply, don't want peace. They want to destroy Israel completely. This is clear from their slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And so an entirely new approach is needed that takes into account the unpleasant realities that the Islamic faith that the Palestinians hold, for the most part, does not allow for the existence of a Jewish state on what is considered Islamic land, although I also show in the book that it's never been Islamic land. It's been the homeland of the Jews from time immemorial.
Well, also, the the Palestinians, it seems like every time that they're, and I'm not saying there's not some fault on either side, because, you know, usually there is. It seems like every time something starts, it breaks down immediately. But one of the parts of your book is how President Trump has changed the peace process.
President Trump has absolutely transformed it, and much for the good, and primarily by recognizing Israel as, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moving our embassy there. Because you see, in the 1990s, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution saying that they were going to recognize, the United States was going to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but that the president could postpone this recognition if he deemed it expedient. And so Clinton, Bush, and Obama all postponed it. And the pretext was that the terrorists would get upset and there would be terrorist attacks if the embassy were moved. And so the terrorists were setting American foreign policy. And Trump is the first one to change all that and to say the terrorists are not going to tell us what we can do and what we can't do. We're going to do what's right and we're going to stand strong.
Okay. Now, you have in your book, and I'm sorry that we've, you know, we've only got like 9 minutes to explain, you know, a large part of history and why it's not working over there. But you say this thing can work, though.
Yes, it can be done, but it has to be on the basis of reality. And so one reality that has to be accepted is that there is no Palestinian people. The Palestinian people were invented in the 1960s. You never heard a word about them before that, not even when Israel was founded. They were Arabs. And the Arabs there are ethnically, linguistically, culturally the same as the Arabs of Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. And yet Syria and Lebanon have never allowed the Palestinians to become citizens of those countries because they want to keep the refugee problem alive to beat Israel with it. And so in the first place, the United States should call upon those countries and Jordan to let in large numbers of the Palestinians, where they would be perfectly fine. There have been many other refugee problems in the world, in India and Pakistan, in Europe after World War II, that were settled relatively quickly. And this one is not, because it's a political point. And so that has to be challenged, and a real homeland offered for these people among people who are just like them.
So you're saying, if I'm gathering this right, that the surrounding other Islamic states offered up property or offered up a territory to them, here's your land, and you can,
yeah,
you know, you
and
can
that
have
would
your
solve
own.
The
yeah.
problem right away. But the thing is that they don't want to do that because they want to destroy Israel, because Israel is a front to the Islamic idea that when Islam owns a land, then it belongs to Islam perpetually. And so since there was Islamic rule in that territory for centuries, therefore, they believe that Israel has no right to exist, and they have a responsibility before Allah to drive the Israelis out.
Okay. That seems pretty simplistic. I mean, it seems like, okay, that could work. Will we ever see that?
No, probably not. And it's not that means that it's not a viable option. What it means is that Israel should work toward that. And we've seen from Trump in moving the embassy and in other things that he's done how the whole game can be changed by people who just stand up honestly and refuse to accept the fashionable nonsense. And if the Israelis stood on that position, and maintained that they were going to stick to reality and that there is no Palestinian people and so on, instead of accepting the fiction that there is, then they would start moving the ball in the right direction and things would start to break in their way, because reality ultimately cannot be denied.
The Kuwaitis took in a number of Palestinians at one time.
Yes, they did.
And
they expelled a lot of them, yes.
Excuse me?
They expelled a lot of them ultimately, but yes, right. They did accept them at one time.
At one time they did, and when Hussein came in and took Kuwait, when you talk to the Kuwaitis, they were really upset because the Palestinians sided with Saddam Hussein. And they felt like they had been totally betrayed by the people that they had come in, given homes, money, housing, jobs. And, that was one of the surprises I had when I was there.
Well, the thing is that you have this people that are fanatically intransigent, and they are really not interested in negotiations except insofar as those negotiations will get them what they want. And so you're not really going to be able to find this to be a people that is interested in peaceful cooperation with much of anyone. And they believe that what they're doing is mandated by Allah, and so it's not negotiable. And so they behave the same way in Kuwait as they have in Israel.
You know, it was very interesting to hear them, on this. Their true anger wasn't even at Saddam Hussein, as it was for that. At least the number of people I talked with when I was working with to try to get Hussein out of there. Another question then. When President Obama pulled all of our forces out of Iraq, it seemed like the whole Middle East came apart at that point. And the context of global jihad took on even a larger focus. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're quite right. Saddam Hussein was a brutal dictator. There's no denying that. But he also kept a lid on the situation. That's the kind of government that has always succeeded in that area. They don't have any democratic tradition or a tradition of a loyal opposition. And so when Saddam was removed, all these groups vying for power, many of them wanting to implement Islamic law, started to fight each other. And that situation has not been resolved, probably will not be resolved, until another strong man like Saddam arises and is able to put a lid back on the situation.
You know, you're the director of the Jihad Watch and a Shulman Fellow,
yes,
fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. You've written over 19 books. Are they most of them about what's happening in the Middle East?
Yeah, they're about the motivating ideology behind jihad terror. I've written a guide to the Quran and biography of Muhammad, various other books of that kind, and trying to illuminate, I think, what is ignored most for the most part in this conflict. I mean, if you look, for example, at all the rhetoric coming from Palestinian leaders, it's all about how this is all about religion and all about Islam. But that's the one thing that's dismissed and never taken into account by our own analysts and policymakers, and that's to our own detriment.
Are we going to see peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians at all, unless your plan, which seems like it would work, or if the Palestinians are just looking for their own land, and indeed they are of the Islamic faith, and they weren't there until they were conveniently used to keep as an attack force against the Israelis. Can we be looking? Are we just looking as the American people? We're just reading the sound bites.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the American people, as well as most of the State Department, doesn't have a clue as to what's really happening there. And this is the problem. And will we ever see peace? Well, no, unless Israel is completely destroyed, and then we'll see peace. But otherwise, if we don't want that as an outcome, and I don't think that would be a good outcome, then we have to maintain strength, not just militarily, but culturally, societally, spiritually. Israel has to do the same thing and to start, here again, working on the basis of reality rather than the fantasy-based policy-making that has prevailed since the 40s.
Okay, we've been here with Robert Spencer. He's written a new book, and it's The Palestinian Delusion, The Catastrophic History of the Middle East Peace Process. And, Mr. Spencer, I'd like to have you back on again when we can speak a little bit longer, because I have a lot of questions here, especially about, you know, is there a new hatred, or not a new hatred, but a bias against the Jewish state? And I don't have enough time. I've got to run. Okay, we'll give you another call here.
Okay, call me anytime.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey, we got to run. We got the Record Searchlight with us, and Silas Lyons right after the break.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Pelosi announcing Democrats will move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit.
The Democrats accuse Mr. Trump of withholding military aid to Ukraine in a bid to pressure that country's president to investigate corruption allegations against Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Mr. Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart have repeatedly insisted there was no pressure, and they note that Ukraine got the aid without launching any investigation.
The president tweets that Democrats had a historically bad day in the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday and that they have gone crazy. He also says, if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate. That way, the president says, our country can get back to business.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Navy investigators trying to come up with a motive for a deadly shooting at Hawaii's Pearl Harbor base. A gunman identified as a U.S. Navy sailor fired on three civilian workers, killing two before taking his own life. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says the attack came 3 days before the 78th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
The role that the shipyard played in World War II is pretty legendary, and the shipyard is well known for, you know, the amazing work they did then and the amazing work they continue to do. So this is certainly a tragedy for everyone here, but certainly our sincere thoughts are with the families of the victims and everyone involved.
A week after powerful explosions sparked raging fires at a petrochemical plant, officials in Port Neches, Texas, issuing a voluntary evacuation advisory for the city's residents. Elevated levels of a chemical were detected in the air. Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points, the S&P off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Washington must roll back punitive tariffs on Chinese imports if the two sides reach a trade deal. That's the position taken by China ahead of another possible December 15th duty increase. The two sides are negotiating details of a Phase 1 agreement announced by President Trump in October. Beijing said last month that the U.S. side agreed to roll back some tariffs, but Mr. Trump dismissed that. The two sides have raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's imports in the fight over Beijing's tech ambitions and trade surplus. The Eiffel Tower is closed. France's high-speed trains are at a standstill, and teachers are off the job as unions launch nationwide strikes and protests over the government's plan to overhaul the retirement system. Paris authorities barricaded the presidential palace, deploying 6,000 police for what's expected to be a major demonstration through the capital city. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. That person who stole your ID may be someone close to you.
Perpetrators of identity theft and other financial fraud increasingly tend to be someone the victim knows, according to experts. While people worry about having their identity or money stolen by strangers online, family, friends, and acquaintances are increasingly the ones stealing and profiting from personal information. Many victims are ashamed to come forward. They recommend a number of strategies, such as freezing your credit, which restricts access to your credit file. It's free and easy. And also keep an eye out for signs of fraudulent activity. Keith Peters, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says a global diplomatic push to defuse a nuclear standoff with North Korea is at a critical crossroads. He's called for China to continue serving as a positive role in denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and stabilizing peace. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 36 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And the weather.
The weather for today, you can expect scattered showers. This will continue through Sunday at least. Today, a high of 46 as overnight lows drop down to 56 degrees. Tomorrow, heavy rain at times. Don't forget your chains if you're heading up into the higher elevations. A high of 52 tomorrow, and a high of 56 tomorrow and a low of 52. And then Saturday, high of 57, a low of 45. More the same for Sunday. Then Sunday night, though, it looks like it's going to start clearing up as overnight lows drop down to around 37 and sunny by Monday with a high of 61. So just be aware if you are traveling. So far, so good. No incidents on the roadways. Just bring along those chains. We do have delays, 299 west towards the coast. And we have snow plows out about this morning. So that's 44, Interstate 5. If you're heading north, looks like the road's open. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the news or the weather reports and the road conditions are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Give them a call, 365-3793. They'll get the propane to you no matter where you are. They'll get the propane to you. Our news every morning at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, hey, with me this morning is Silas Lyons and Jenny Espino from the Record Searchlight. Now, Silas, you've got like three or four newspapers or more that you're looking after right now. Is that correct?
Is that five? Yeah, five newspapers that I'm supporting now. Three of them in California. So, Reading, where I actually still go to work every day.
You go to work every day there.
Yeah, most of it. Jenny's here to keep me honest. I don't actually get to work every single day. Sometimes I work from home. But Reading and Salinas and Visalia. And then and then Reno, I work with folks there, and St. George, Utah.
St. George, Utah. I just ran into a person this last weekend, believe it or not, three or four people from St. George, Utah were at a school that I was going to.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting because I think it's a beautiful area.
It's an incredibly beautiful area. It's also just, in fact, I think we had a story this morning there that said it's one of the top 25 fastest growing communities in America right now. A lot of people moving there. A lot of Californians moving in. It's kind of interesting because, you know, Californians, wherever we go, we are loved, right? We show up and people are like, yay, California's here.
Well, I tell you what, I travel. And, you know, the hardest part of being from California, and I like to think as Reading is different. Right? I like to think of us as a bubble of color.
Oh, you don't just have to think that. I know we are different.
We are a bubble of common sense in California. Is the way my brother-in-law, who's the head of the he's going to be the president of the California Medical Association next year.
Oh. Well,
and, yeah. So, I mean, he's big into that. And he was up one evening, and we had we just had some people over. And he said, and there's some doctors there. And he goes, oh, my goodness. He says, you all have such a bubble of common sense here. And I like to think of it that way. But when you talk to other people in all the different states I go to and different places I visit, we're not loved. We're not universally loved, California?
Oh, yeah. No. Because we keep going to places like Nevada and Utah and Idaho and Oregon and Washington. And they're like,
Idaho.
You can stay home now.
First thing you do when you go to Idaho, if you're going to move there, is get rid of the California plate put a cowboy hat on. You'll be okay. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Get in a little bit closer there.
Can
now,
you
now? Are the editor of the Record Search. Like that.
Correct.
Okay. Now, there's a new program that has just come out. Now, I saw it in the paper. By the way, a community newspaper is such an integral part of a community. There are certain things you need to have in a community to make it a viable, growing vitality. And one of them is the newspaper. I think a museum, as we have, and other things. And I see Reading growing. So I just want to throw that one out to anybody that's listening. I have my subscription, and I have, of course, the online, too. It doesn't mean we always agree, because the paper, we shouldn't always agree on the paper. Yeah. So, but
can I stop right there and say thank you for saying that?
Well, you know, I
really
appreciate
changed. It. And we've always, yes, we've always had a very respectful level of disagreement and agreement on a lot of things. And so I want to take a chance, because I haven't been in here since this happened. But how many years have you been on the air?
Ten years.
So congratulations to you and Linda. I mean, you guys basically set out a vision and chased a dream, and I know have worked incredibly hard to build this. And we are sitting in, I don't know if all your listeners realize this, but we are sitting in a pretty beautiful studio right now. I have my notes sitting on this marble countertop. I feel almost a little intimidated to be here. It's like the temple of KCNR, but you guys have built something. In all seriousness, I think the heart and soul of that is how connected you and Linda are to the community, and the passion and the caring that the community feels from you guys, as well as the commitment that you put into this this operation and this mission. And I think it's extremely important too. The fact that you have people in here all week long talking about things that the rest of the community needs to know about to be engaged, giving people an opportunity to support causes they care about, letting people know about local politics. So I've gone on too long, but I just want to say congratulations.
Well,
it's very heartfelt.
Nice.
I really respect what you guys have done.
And as you said, sometimes we disagree, but we've never disagreed where we never, I didn't feel like we couldn't sit down and have a cup of coffee. I think everybody is aiming in the same direction, is to make our community better. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take an early break, because I want to get back into this report. Is it Report for America? Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Okay. And I want to talk about this, because this is kind of a new thing, and it's just that you all are going to be introducing here very soon. So we're going to take a quick break. This is this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry has been with us for the whole 10 years. When you think about that, I can't say enough about them. And it is getting soon to be holiday time, and Four Winds Jewelry has a greatest selection of jewelry that you're going to find anywhere around here. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, whether it's watch repair or how about you have an idea for a ring or a bracelet, they can help you design it, and then they can build it there for you using gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Silas Lines and Jenny Espino.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980.
Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win.
Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store. And I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184. Now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Cooper's Furniture on Sherman.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, this is a good time. You know, when you think about it, when you're visiting your folks or your loved ones, take a good look at their homes. If there's some things in there that you haven't noticed before, maybe it's time to sit down with people and talk to them about maybe they need a little assistance. If they do, Home Helpers is the ones that can do it. I thoroughly recommend Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. If it's whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, she's got somebody that will help you. Trained, there's no doubt that they've all been trained very well. The background checks are done. You don't have to worry about having someone in your house that you can't trust. Home Helpers, learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8300. I'm here with Jenny Espino, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and Silas Lines, who is the overall managing editor of five different newspapers in the chain here, ranging from Reno to, Salina?
Salinas, Visalia, Redding, of course.
Redding, of course.
Okay. And St. George, Utah.
Now, Jenny, we have, when I read it in the paper, I wanted to get you all on. This is a new program that's coming up. It's called Report for America. What exactly is that?
Well, for us, it's new. Report for America is helping newspapers across the United States be able to provide coverage in local communities. And we were successful this year in being chosen as a host for a fellow. So we're pretty lucky that way to be able to get a Report for America's help in being able to bring new coverage to the newspaper.
Okay. Can you explain then, Report for America has been around for a while then?
I believe it's in its Second year.
Okay, so so it is a new process, and what, how do they do this? You know, the process for Report for America, because from what I read in the article, they take they put out the word they're looking for reporters, and people had to they had to put in resumes, they had to audition for the job, you might say, and then they went to school. Is that true?
Yes. Well, we had to apply. We had to submit our application of what we would be interested in or what we would be covering should we be successful in obtaining one of their grants. Mm-hmm. And on their end, they're also recruiting for reporters. And these reporters have to have 1 to 5 years of experience. And that recruitment is ongoing right now. And I think the deadline is the end of January.
Okay, and so then what do we as a Record Searchlight in the city of Reading get then?
Well, what we thought about, we brainstormed with Silas about what kind of coverage we would want to bring to the community, and one area that we thought about was education. We need a dedicated reporter for education. We haven't had that, a dedicated reporter for over a year. And so we felt like this was an area that definitely we could invest our time in trying to put an application together for.
Okay. So when we say education, are we talking all levels here from kindergarten up through the universities?
We're talking primarily the kindergarten through 12th grade.
Kindergarten through 12th grade. Now, there's another aspect of this too, right, besides just the education side?
Yes. There would be. When we think about education, of course, we're talking about the students and what's happening to them in the classroom. We want to be able to put a reporter back in the schools to be able to examine some of the ways that they're learning, how teachers are working with them. And basically, that's what we're looking at, but I'd like to...
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, we could talk a little bit about the trauma angle of it, too. And this is something that I think the Report for America folks, when they gave us feedback on our application that Jenny drew up and presented, they called it one of the most creative proposals that they've received, partly because it was not only do we want to get back and cover education, but we also recognize – Shasta County has one of the highest rates of childhood trauma in California. Mm-hmm. We're about double the state average, if I remember that right. And this research, and I think you've had folks on, Carl, talking about adverse childhood experiences.
Yeah, we've had a number of different groups about this, and the ACEs. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary when you listen to it. Now, you know, there's some of it is where you yelled at, you know. Well, we all get yelled at. But then he's got the other ones, like, have you ever been beaten? Mm-hmm. Or are your parents using drugs around you? Are you, does anybody really care, mm-hmm. you know, what you're doing in school? I mean, some of the questions.
Food insecurity comes into it. Yeah. Homelessness. Have you experienced homelessness as a child? So there are 9 of these they've identified. And if you have 4 or more, your risk for all kinds of bad stuff in your life goes up. Everything from going to prison to, having a baby while you're a teenager to
domestic violence,
being addicted to drugs, being homeless, basically ending up living a life that is miserable for you and unproductive for society is a lot higher rate of that. And if you look around our community, we suffer from a lot of that. So the thing that just floored me when I first saw this research at the time is that in the United States, if you take those 9 adverse childhood experiences in the United States, the average number of people who have had 5 of those 9 is 8.7%. In Shasta County, it's almost 30%.
Wow.
So you look around and you say, well, what's going on in our community? Well, a huge part of that is happening at a very young age, and it's happening to kids that are being passed down this cycle of trauma, of a lot of problems.
Failure.
And then we have the car fire on top of that, right? So the car fire then comes along, and people who have already had trauma are even more susceptible to new trauma. And now all these kids have gone through this thing, and they're dealing with that, and their parents are dealing with it. Some of them have lost the homes that they did have. So we're at a point in our community where it feels like it really needs to be covered. really needs to be focused.
Now, so can you so when you put in for the, you know, for this grant, and this is what we want to have, and you're right, you know, when you've got a limited amount of reporters, which is what what we've had for a while, and everybody I think knows that. So having somebody that can just focus on that, that's all they're going to do. And this is a year long. Is this a year long grant?
It is.
And is there a chance that we can keep them on there?
It can be expanded up to a second year.
Okay. So.
And then, you know, the honest truth is none of us knows what's going to happen, especially in our business in 2 years. But when you have something that's working, you try to keep it going. No promises, but yeah, I mean, I think we would fight to try to keep it going if it's working really well.
Well, Jenny, one of the things I noticed in the article said that they're going to pay for half of the salary, and Record Searchlight and the community picks up the other half.
Yes.
So how do you envision that?
Well, we have to do our work and going out to the community and raising those funds.
Well, are we talking about $1 million? Are we talking like $10,000?
No, we're talking $20,000 or less.
$20,000 or less. Okay. Now, do these people come in? They come in from not being in this area, right? So they come in with a totally fresh look, or do they come from somebody that may be a little bit familiar about what's going on?
In general, journalism is a mobile industry, and we may not be – reporters coming in may not be from the area, but they have the skills to be able to pick up right away what the community interests are and where they're living. So I wouldn't expect that if the reporter is from the outside, that person wouldn't be able to hit the ground running and be able to find the stories.
Well, my thing was that I think it's kind of cool. I think it's good to come in with a fresh outlook, totally, and take a look at what's going on. Sometimes we're in the middle of something, it seems worse than it is, and other times it's worse than we think it is.
You're absolutely right.
So, so when is this going to start?
June. Yeah.
All right.
We're excited.
Yeah, I mean, that's, 2020, we all believe is going to be a big year. I don't know, maybe it's just because it's 2020, but there's so much.
It's a zero year.
It's 0 years. Yes.
Something big has to happen.
Yes, everything good.
Let it be something good.
Yeah, everything good happens in those even numbered years. That's what for some reason in my life, I don't like those odd numbered years because weird things happen to me. I got married in an even numbered year, so this time.
Wait, wasn't it the odd numbered years when the Giants were winning the World Series?
Oh my gosh, it could be, but that's who cares about the Giants? Okay.
We just went way off the rails there.
Okay, now the reporting, and so this person is going to concentrate on that. And are we going to be looking at articles on a weekly basis, or is this a series of articles every day? How do you envision this to happen?
I mean, I think it would be no different than what you get from the reporters who we already have on staff. Sometimes it'll be a story that's turned around the same day. Sometimes it'll be a story that the reporter is working on for a few days and is able to turn around. My expectation is that at some point, too, we also are talking about long-term projects.
Okay. I'm really interested to see how this is going to work, because if this is one thing, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't apply for next year with a different subject.
That's
right. Is that true? So you could have somebody rolling in here every year with a different focus. Is that true?
Yeah, and really, we're in – at a point where we're also looking for different kinds of grant opportunities to be able to expand on the coverage that we provide. And this year would be a good example of a lot of partnerships that we've had with different newsrooms across California to be able to do those bigger stories.
To pick up on what Jenny was just talking about, one of the papers that I support and that we work really closely with is Salinas. Salinas has a full-time visual journalist in their newsroom right now for 3 months doing this basically pilot project with a nonprofit called Catchlight which that nonprofit, its entire purpose is to restore visual journalism, because visual journalists have been cut at a greater rate than anybody else in our industry through all of the
when you say visual journalists, what exactly is that?
Photographers.
Thank you, Jenny. Is it that simple?
Yeah. Photographers. Okay. So, I mean, in my defense, it would also include people who do video, video. But it's basically, people with cameras.
Yeah, because of the multimedia skills that we're all expected to have nowadays.
Sure.
So it's beyond photography.
It's like the TV news. You see them dressed so nicely, but they're schlepping their cameras and backs and all this in mud and high heels.
Exactly.
It's great.
So we're talking about the people who carry a lot of equipment around, the people with lenses. But Cashlight's doing this project in Salinas. That is a joint project where we're fundraising half and they're providing half through their funding. And then Cal Matters, which is based out of Sacramento and has a major grant from the Irvine Foundation, is funding at least one full year. Actually, now it's 18 months of a reporter in the Salinas newsroom just to focus on this project they're doing called the California Divide. And so as a result of that, we're going to have an extra reporter in the Salinas newsroom, which has only five people total, including the editor, for a year and a half.
That's good.
So that is happening. And this time around with Report for America, in my five newsrooms, we applied for six positions. And we got two. One of them is the one that Jenny got.
Okay. That's great.
So.
We're very lucky.
Okay, we need to take a break, and I want to talk about some more about, you know, future and things that you all see. I mean, you guys are in the business, and, you know, we read a lot of different things in our 24 hours a day news source, some of which are absolutely false, others that maybe have a glimmer of truth in it, and others that are true. So I'd like to get it from if I may say, the horse's mouth here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. This isn't an assisted living facility. This is for people that have had enough of plumbing problems, you know, having to worry about, oh gosh, what's for dinner tonight and all that. A gourmet chef, activity director is a great place to kind of like to use as a home base to spike out and visit other places. They're pet friendly. You can bring your little, you bring your little animals in there with them. But you're going to learn more if you give Brian a call at 238-5981 to see what River Commons is really about. And take a personalized tour, have lunch, talk to the people there. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back. Stylus Lines and Jenny Espino from the Record Searchlight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends.
We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, again, was just awarded Shasta Regional Medical Center was just re-awarded the being one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in America, recognized by the Watson Health Board. They had it last year and were again recognized this year. That means that they can one of the top hospitals in the nation when it comes to cardiovascular disease, cardiac and vascular surgeons, all of these out of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Plus the fact is that they're reaching out to help our veterans clinic with all of our veterans here so they don't have to drive for 3 or 4 hours to get to a 15-minute appointment. They can do it right here in town. Shasta Regional Medical Center, when they say caring, compassion, and community, they mean it. I'm here with Silas Lyons, who is the managing editor of like 5 different newspapers, and Jenny Espino, who is the manager of our Record Searchlight. We've been talking about the Report for America. It's a group that formed 2 years ago, and what happens is you apply for this reporter that they train and will send down to the community for a specific area of the community. And in this case, it's education, and we're concentrating between kindergarten and 12th grade, but also the impacts of the ACEs it has on our education and the people in our community. So, and that's going to start in June. Okay.
The reporter is supposed to arrive in June. And just a one little small clarification on on their backgrounds. These are all reporters who have to have gone through journalism school, which is a bachelor's degree at least in college. And some of them, some of the people that they've had apply in the past actually have master's degrees. They actually hired somebody last year who was a pediatrician, a medical doctor, and she transitioned into reporting and went through the Report for America Corps and got assigned to Modesto, California. So they have some really interesting people that come through. I've seen the applications of the people who didn't make the cut last time around, mm-hmm. and I would have hired 80% of them. They're really, really good reporters. So their main training is in journalism school. They do kind of an orientation program through Report for America before they land in local newsrooms, but their mm-hmm. main training is journalism school.
Newspapers, print newspapers, have been in a decline for years. You all have come up, of course, with Reading.com, and so you can, which is what I use a lot, and we use here, and when we're talking about what happens locally, mm-hmm. on Sundays, I see a lot of the same articles that are on Reading.com earlier. And Jenny, can you? I asked you about that, and your explanation was really good. So, what is this?
Well, what we do is we publish early when we know we have special stories. We try to capture as big of an audience as we possibly can on Reading.com, and then we save our best work for Sunday when we know we have the largest audience possible in print.
Yeah, I get my Sunday paper, we sit down, we have breakfast, we read it, we discuss it like that. So what you're doing is you're taking stories that are, that have a largest impact then and push that into the Sunday paper.
Yeah, that's what we're
okay.
doing.
Okay, hey, Nick, you got a question for Silas or Jenny?
And Jenny, over the last 15 or 20 years, I've written 12 or 15 letters to the editor, Speak Your Piece. And in the last 5 years or so, there's been a couple, maybe three, that I have written that didn't agree with the Record Searchlight's point of view on certain topics, mainly the tax for the city of Reading, that they refused to publish. And later it turned out that what I said was true. My statistics were true. Now, I gather from your reporting on this Measure A tax that Joe Comente and the county is proposing, that you guys favor it quite a bit. I am going to write a letter to the editor, Speak Your Piece, here within the next couple of weeks, explaining why I won't support this and why the people in the community I talk to aren't willing to support this. And I'd like you two to say, yes, we'll print your letter, Nick, and we won't cut anything out.
Nick, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Nick.
I won't say that, and here's why. I would never agree to print something I haven't seen, and I don't think Jenny would either. That's part of our role in the community. We don't do sight unseen. Sorry.
I understand that, and like I say, the ones that were refused to be printed, particularly by Carol Ferguson, the statistics and the money I put in there that I cited proved to be correct, that it was personal bias. So maybe I would say that you will print it even though maybe you don't agree with it, as long as what I say is true.
Nick, absolutely. I'm delighted to print things I don't agree with. And for the most part, the newspaper no longer has editorials, which, you can argue that either way. Some people are very sad about that. Some people are tired. We're long ago tired of the newspaper telling them what to think. And wanted us to stop doing that. So whichever side of that you land on, we don't do editorials anymore. We publish pretty much just local contributions from the community and straightforward news stories. I recognize that when you're reading straightforward news coverage that there's absolutely either sometimes a perception of bias or maybe there's a reality. Maybe sometimes a bias creeps into a local news story, but it's certainly our job to try to make sure that that doesn't happen. We're just covering the news. So there's not a position of the paper for you to run afoul of on this, and I would say that the way we'd evaluate your contribution now as we did before would be on the basis of whether the facts that you're using to support your argument, to support your opinion, can be verified and appear to be valid.
Well, thank you. I look forward to writing a letter, and that's been my complaint about the news all along, and not just the Record Searchlight, nationally also, is they're just printing one side, and a lot of the time their opinion and how they think it should be perceived. So look forward to my letter. Thank you a lot.
Okay, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
You know what? You mentioned it, the editorial. I loved the editorial.
Did you?
I loved it because, when Bruce Ross was writing, and then since then, but when Bruce was writing, when Bruce moved on, it was the first time I found out he was a Republican. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Because he would write things and I would think how brilliant this guy is. And then the next day I'd go, what an idiot. Just kidding, Bruce. I never said what an idiot. I think people, I miss
it. It would serve Bruce right. He made me feel like an idiot more times than I can count just by arguing me under the table.
He's hard. But the thing is, he is
a brilliant debater.
But the thing is that I realize that, some people don't like editorials, but I think editorials are important.
Yeah.
Whether it's a guest editorial or if it's something that comes from the paper, That's what the editorial was supposed to be.
Yeah. And you know what we found when we go.
It gives you.
Here's the thing, Carl. Okay. I'm not trying to suck up to you here, but you're a sophisticated news consumer. You read a lot of news. You understand the way newspapers work. When you see an editorial page, you know what it is. You know what it's supposed to do. The thing is, when we went out and actually did research in communities across America, what we found out was that not only do people not know where their state capital is, or have any idea who their governor is, and probably couldn't cite the preamble to the Constitution, but they also have no clue what an editorial is. And over and over again, people will say, that article you wrote was really biased, and it makes me not trust you. And so what we discover, especially as we're moving on to, most of our audience coming from digital, is people don't know what an editorial is, and once they figure out what it is, for especially a lot of younger generations that didn't grow up with the voice of the newspaper kind of, coming out every day, they don't like it at all. They hate the idea that the newspaper is telling them what they should believe about things. They're offended. The researchers that did this study for Gannett were actually kind of taken aback at the level of passion that they got from people when they were asked about this. People would start swearing about the newspaper.
They're ignorant.
saying, how dare you? How dare you tell me what to think? How dare you think that you know better than I do what to think? And people don't like it. So we, especially as we've had to cut back in this industry, we really said, hey, our purpose, our main, if you boil it all down, our main reason for being here is that if we don't cover local news, if we don't do investigative journalism in local communities, and if we don't get in and ask a lot of questions and show up places when people aren't expecting us, and if we don't pursue stories in local communities, nobody else is going to do that work. That's the thing we can do, and so that's what we focused on. So the editorials have kind of gone by the wayside.
I understand, but I still think it, for me, for a newspaper, I've gone back to visit my sister in Chattanooga, and their newspaper has two separate editorials. Now, where they have one side,
right,
and then right next to it is the other side.
Yeah.
So it kind of
USA Today does that still to this day. They still do a point counterpoint.
I haven't seen that.
They run a counterpoint to every one of their editorials.
Counterpoint a lot. One side,
Yeah, it's every day. Every single day they run an editorial, they run a counterpoint. I won't say we'll never do them again. I mean, on a big, big issue, you could see a front page editorial. If it was a issue that we felt was of enough importance to the community that we wanted to really say, look, this is what we found and this is what you need to know. This is what you need to do about it. We might do it, but we would use that really sparingly.
Okay. We got to take a break here. I'm here with Jenny Espino, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and Silas Lyons, who is the managing editor of five different newspapers in the chain here. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Over 47 years in the business locally, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. If you haven't talked to Clyde Pierce in a while, just go down there and talk to him. He's just a hoot when you get down there. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for DISH. He's an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in our last segment. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And if you haven't seen me for a while, I went in there day before yesterday and got my hair cut. Yeah, I haven't didn't get my hair cut for, you know, really for a year. And
I wouldn't call it high and tight, but it looks. But you look neat.
You saw me before my hair was back, my little lines out there. And but I love these guys down there. It's Veteran Owned Business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Hey, I'm here with Silas Lyons, who's a managing editor of 5 different newspapers for the chain, which has just been taken over by another group. Which is another probably show we can talk about. And then Jenny Espino.
We're still called Gannett, though.
Yeah, and Jenny Espino, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How you all doing?
You have an announcement.
I do. On Monday night, on December 9th at 6 o'clock, we're going to have Joe Comente come in at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless. We'll be having him come in, and he's going to talk about this 1 cent sales tax that the county wants to pass. Now, we're going to do it a little differently. We encourage the public to come because you don't have to fill out a little 3x5 card and then the people pick out the answer or the question, probably have the answer already ready for the question they want to pick out. But, we'll be able to set up a couple of microphones and you'll be able to ask your questions. So we want to encourage people to come out, get both sides of this thing and then, to make a decision on whether they want the 1 cent sales tax or not.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. And we'll push that one, too, because we need to get the information out there, whether you agree with it or not. People need to listen and to make up their mind on this. There's a lot of misinformation probably from both sides that are going on. So we really appreciate what you all are doing out there in the Patriot Group.
Okay. 2570 South Bonneview, Monday night, 6 o'clock.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You bet.
The future of print journalism. It's scary. I mean, you're watching all these magazines, like, was it Newsweek? Has been around for years, decades,
mm-hmm.
gone. and other magazines are dropping. You know, the printed word is dropping. Are we just? Is it just a matter of time?
Yes. I mean, really, yes, it is a matter of time. I mean, I think here's as succinct as I can get this. I would think about it the way that you think about vinyl, like an LP. We still have music. We just, you know, vinyl has become a collector thing. It's become a niche product for people who really appreciate it. They love the feel of vinyl. They love
the sound. They love the sound
of it. There's something about it that you can't get any other way. It's an experience. Yeah. It's kind of a, boutique experience, right? I mean, and I would say print news is similar to vinyl in the sense that I don't know that the demand for it's ever going to go away. I don't think people will ever stop wanting to have a newspaper in their hands. Some people, because there's a tactile thing to it. It's like the newspaper and coffee is a habit. It's something that, you know, you grew up with. It's something you associate with good memories from your, you know, childhood or whatever it is. Like it is a real thing. But the question that we have to really answer in the bigger scheme of things of like, we live in a democracy, whether it's at the community level, the state level, the federal level, verified facts matter. Journalism matters. And journalism is like the music. You know, journalism is going to continue whether print is around or not. And that's the mission that we have. I mean, I stream most of my music on Spotify now. But I do have a bunch of vinyl that my wife and I just inherited from her dad, and it's incredible. I can't wait to dig out some of those LPs
I bought Linda a record player.
Yeah.
You know, the turntable type. Last year for Christmas, and because she's got lots of vinyl in there, and there's a lot of people are going back. But I agree.
And she has an ear. Like she's a musician. Yeah. And I agree with you.
Is that, you know, you look at old movies and you watch them open up the paper. Well, the paper, you know, is like 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
You know? You know, and it's 3 feet wide, but we will always have journalism, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Just maybe a new way of looking at it.
Yeah. I think that's the key. And for us to survive in this industry, and Jenny and I have worked together for what, 8 years now?
8 years.
Yeah. 8 years. You know, I mean, we've been through the wars together with this stuff. It is, for us to survive in this industry, we have to stop thinking about the conveyance method. Mm-hmm. As much. And we've got to be thinking just how do we do local journalism better? That's why this reporter, mm-hmm. you know, adding a reporter back into our newsroom is so exciting, because that's really that's the meat and potatoes of it. That person's work is going to go in print, and it's going to go online, and it's going to go on the app, and it's going to go on Facebook, and it's going to get picked up somewhere else. We're going to talk about it on the radio. And the main thing that matters is that person is in the community finding verified facts that are relevant to our community situation and reporting.
Is there a danger in the fact of the conglomerates, one group having half the newspapers in America? I mean, I'm not saying that's like that yet, but I mean, is there a danger in that?
I think there's a bigger danger.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I guess I don't think of it that way. What I want to focus on is what we can do locally. And what I know that we can do locally, we can control.
Are you given, you know, because you did belong to Gannett. So I always wondered, how much control did they push over on you on local stories or that kind of stuff? Did they say, no, we want you to take this side?
None whatsoever. That's reality.
Good.
We control our local news. We decide what stories to pursue. So that is not an issue for us in the newsroom.
Okay. Now, there are things that, because of when you don't have enough reporters, which you run into a lot of smaller newspapers, then you end up putting, you know, stories in the paper that you know, because you got to fill up the paper. So that happens, but that's different than controlling your own destiny then.
That's right. I mean, we're a small staff. We've got 7 reporters and 1 photographer, and the reality is we cannot every day be able to produce enough stories that we can put into the paper to fill up the front page with just local content. It's not realistic. So, yes, sometimes we do have to rely on wire to be able to fill some of those spaces in the local paper.
I think that's important for people to know, is that a lot of times it's just a number of people that you have, because it could take 2 or 3 days to get a story done, and that's what they're working on. Okay.
So I know we're running out of time, but just real quickly, the other thing that's happening as a result of this merger is that the Siskiyou Daily News, the Mount Shasta Herald, all of the papers up in that area are all in the family now. And so we've already been in touch with the editor up there, and when it's relevant, like I-5 being shut down between our communities, we're able to work together now.
Hey, you turned us off here. Go back and turn us on. There you go. We get static electricity every so often. It just goes ding like that and shuts everything off.
I said something wrong.
No. Yeah. Hey, yes, we're just censoring you right there. Hey, thanks so much, Jenny Espino and Silas Lyons, for coming in with us today. It's been a I've been